This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryznall. All right, back into this morning's jobs report we go, specifically something called the labor force participation rate and the fact that it went up. That is music to Jay Powell's ears, because more people looking for jobs might help ease some of the inflationary pressure on wages without putting a dent in growth. And that would be soft landing-ish, if I might quote myself. Labor force participation jumped a healthy 0.3% last month, but the share of the population in the labor force is still about a percentage point below where it was back in February 2020. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looks at who has come back and who has not.
During the height of the pandemic, labor force participation fell across the board, but it really cratered for women, many of whom were forced to take on extra caretaking duties at home. Today's jobs report shows a significant recovery there, says Jasmine Tucker with the National Women's Law Center.
Women are still not quite back where they were in February 2020, but we're getting there.
Tucker says women's workforce participation is still lower than it was before the pandemic, except among women of prime working age, 25 to 54. Despite continuing challenges with childcare, their participation actually surpassed what it was in February 2020 and is nearing an all-time high, says Julia Pollack, chief economist for job site ZipRecruiter.
It probably has quite a lot to do with remote work. We know that women value remote work opportunities far more highly, and that this pandemic has accelerated the trend towards remote work by 50 years.
Participation by men in that demographic is still lagging, but the biggest shift comes down to Americans 55 and older, many of whom retired early during the pandemic due to health concerns and lack of opportunities. Daniel Zhao, lead economist at Glassdoor, says improving pandemic conditions and rising wages have drawn some older workers back.
We have seen, quote unquote, unretirement rates pick up over the course of the last few months and more workers returning to the workforce from retirement.
But most of the drop reflects the massive demographic shift of the baby boomer generation as it naturally ages out of the workforce. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.